Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We're joined by Tad Devine. He's a political media consultant who has worked for Democratic and independent candidates. And Tad, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you.
So you've been close to some campaigns in which debates made a big difference, and we'll talk about those in a moment. But first, in a close race like the Brown-Warren race, how important is this first debate? What's at stake?
Well, I think a lot's at stake. The thing about debates is, you know, they've seen a lot of TV ads for many months, but these debates are live, they're real, and I think the voters place a high premium on them. They can take away a lot of information. So it's occurring at a critical juncture when people are really starting to pay attention, particularly the swing voters who decide these races. And I think the debates can have a very big impact. You know, they may in fact decide the outcome of the race.
Tad, let's talk a little bit about some of the history of these debates. And I'm struck by how often these debates are remembered for one particular line, which in some cases comes to define a candidate in either positive or negative ways. And here's a well-known example. Scott Brown debating Martha Coakley, and the question came from moderator David Gergen. Let's listen.
I'm going to sit in Teddy Kennedy's seat, and I'm going to be the person who's going to block it for another 15 years.
Well, with all due respect, it's not the Kennedy seat, and it's not the Democrat seat. It's okay. The people's seat.
And that was a great line. How important is it for candidates to prepare for a zinger like that?
It's critically important. Debates typically are about big moments, and those moments are memorable. And many times they're prepared. Sometimes they happen spontaneously. In 1988, I was the campaign manager for Lloyd Benson in the vice presidential campaign. Mm. And we had one of the greatest moments
of course.
ever.
And that was against the vice presidential candidate, Dan Quayle. And, yeah. and the famous line was,
"You're no Jack Kennedy."
Right.
And I think when Senator Benson delivered that to Senator Quayle, it came at just the right moment in the debate. It was about an hour into the debate. Quayle had been asked, that was the third time he had been asked by the reporters, a question about whether or not he'd be prepared to serve as president if called upon. And each of those times, he really didn't answer the question. And when Benson delivered that line to him, it just devastated him.
Mm.
And that moment lives on. And I think when you're planning for these debates, because they tend to be sound bites, like what you just heard from Senator Brown. I mean, that's this classic sound bite. I'm sure that was something they thought about and prepared for and delivered as part of their strategy. But you've got to be able to deliver those moments, those sound bites, in a way that doesn't look scripted or prepared, looks spontaneous and real.
Now, on the flip side, debates can set a candidate back in unexpected ways. And now I'm thinking of a debate that I think you also know a lot about. It was the first between Vice President Al Gore, for whom you were working, and George W. Bush. I remember covering that debate for NPR. A lot of us thought that Gore actually did better on the issues, but the story became how he famously sighed and came off like a know-it-all. So what's the lesson there as Brown and Warren head into tonight's debate?
Well, I think there's a couple of lessons. One is to understand that in every moment of that debate, you're on camera and you're communicating, and that your body language can be as important as what you say in the debate. A second lesson to be taken is it's not just what happens before and during the debate. It also is what happens in the immediate aftermath of the debate. I mean, I think when the debate was over, we all went into the spin room, and our big spin that night was Gore won the debate. And here's why.
Yeah.
And the Republican spin, which I think turned out to be much better, frankly, than ours, was he lied and he sighed. They had three instances where the vice president had made a factual misrepresentation. And the whole sighing and the way he comported himself, that was really the thing that voters found off-putting. So after the debate's over, you better win the spin as well. And you better define the debate in winning terms for your candidate, or you're going to risk losing it, even if voters who watched it thought that your candidate won.
Now, you mentioned the expectations, and candidates always play the expectation game going into these debates. All candidates do it. Earlier this week, Scott Brown cast Warren as the smart Harvard professor with lots of debating experience. And here's how Elizabeth Warren responded.
So I'm just trying to understand, in sports, is this known as the expectations game? I watched Scott Brown in his debates against Martha Coakley. And Scott Brown is a very able and very effective debater.
I think Elizabeth Warren's right about that last point she made. But how important is this expectation game?
It's very important because, you know, the voters go in there with a set of expectations. And if you have a candidate who, for example, is calling for debates, and then they finally have a debate, usually the voters think that candidate's going to do better. You know, that's why they want to debate all the time. So, I mean, I think, for example, for Elizabeth Warren's campaign, she certainly has a lot of experience debating in a classroom, in a legal classroom. And having gone to law school many years myself, I can tell you that is absolutely the worst possible preparation for a televised political debate. I mean, the worst thing you can do is be argumentative. The worst thing you can do is cite precedent or move in that direction. And the best thing you can do is what Scott Brown did, frankly, when he debated a few years ago. Be in the moment, be real, communicate simply in simple language with voters, and stay on message. He's done it before, and frankly, she hasn't yet.
Well, Tad Devine, thanks so much. What a pleasure. Appreciate
it. Nice to talk to you.
That's Tad Devine. He's a political media consultant who has advised a number of independent and Democratic candidates, including John Kerry in 2004 and Al Gore in 2000.